Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on a Wednesday morning, and it's Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. We'll play them a little bit later on. And, yeah, welcome back. So, we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich is here at 5 o'clock with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran with the morning drive right here in Chicago on 720 WGN. So, my guest right now is Mike Houlihan. He's been on the show before. He is the producer of the fourth annual Irish-American movie Hooli, which is taking place this weekend at the Gene Siskel Film Center, and it features three Irish films. You can check out MovieHooli, HOOLEY.org. Mike has been a writer. He's made films. He's made plays. He's acted. I first came across Mike when he was doing his show Going East on Ashland, which I saw more than a couple of times. And he's worked in plenty of theater. He has written a column. He's done radio shows. He's all over the place. And there's an interesting reason why this annual Irish-American movie Hooli exists. And he can tell that story and more. And we've got details on the fourth annual Irish-American movie Hooli for this weekend, September 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Gene Siskel Film Center in downtown Chicago. And let's welcome Mike to the show. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Nick. Great to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So how you been?
Just having a blast. Yeah. Living the dream.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody about how you got started.
How did I get started?
Yeah, well, I mean, you started...
My parents, I guess.
Oh, well, there you go. That's an A. But, yeah, so you started you started acting, right, first? Like in the 70s, you started acting first?
Yeah, I went to the Goodman Theater, got a job in 1973 with the American Shakespeare Festival, moved to the East Coast, met my wife out there, had my kids, got married out there, had my kids, and then we moved back in 85 and continued to do theater and stuff while, you know, trying to make a buck. Mm-hmm. And I think I did Going East on Ashland in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Got into the film angle of things, and hey, whatever I can chase. I'm chasing a dollar all the time.
Right, absolutely. No, and I know you're right.
Making
you're
it up as I go along.
You write shows, you write plays, you write columns, you write books. You appear in movies, you make movies, you're all over the place, Mike. You're working hard, man.
Thank you. Yeah, that's one thing I am doing.
Yeah. Now,
it doesn't get any easier.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So let's talk about how this festival started, because it started because of a movie that you made.
I made a movie called Our Irish Cousins, which was a documentary. I'd never been to Ireland, and I felt bad about that. And my kids were getting older. They had just finished college, and so I brought my wife and my two sons to Ireland, and I thought I had a book coming out at the same time, which was a collection of columns from the Irish American News, 20 years of columns. I wrote a column called Hooliganism, mm-hmm. kind of an offbeat, irreverent humor. And so I took the book on a tour, and then I took it to Ireland, and we filmed the whole shebang and met our ancestors in Ireland, just had a gas and a great time, and it turned out to be a pretty funny movie. So we premiered the film in 2013 at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It was a big hit, got a great review, RogerEbert.com. And then I thought, well, let's go back to Ireland and relive it all at a film festival. And I started submitting it and couldn't get it in any Irish film festivals. And then I started thinking, well, maybe an Irish-American film festival, and I discovered there weren't any.
Mm.
So I started my own.
And that's how it started?
That was about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been a wild ride ever since. I'm just loving it. And it's a fun way to meet other Irish filmmakers and bring them here to Chicago. And the beauty of it is when the filmmakers come, we treat them like royalty. Fortunately, we have some great sponsors like the Hilton Slane Irish Whiskey, so we can fly them in, put them up at the Hilton for the weekend, and just treat them like movie stars that they are. And they also get to meet the other filmmakers who they probably have not met, other indie filmmakers. And some great relationships have flourished from that, and we're building a little family now. This is our fourth year, so we've had 12 filmmakers come through our doors. And this year is no different. We have three terrific films that we're going to be premiering Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend.
That's great. Now the film Our Irish Cousins was the document of you going to Ireland for the first. Now, how old were you by the time you got back to Ireland?
Well, I was in my 50s.
Wow.
You know, I should have gone when I was a kid, but you know, wasn't on my radar at that point, I guess.
What part of Ireland is your family from?
The Houlihans are from Kilrush in County Clare. Mm-hmm. And then my mother's father and mother were from Limerick. And the interesting thing about the documentary, Our Irish Cousins, we went to the church where my grandfather, Dennis Cusack, was baptized. And so I had a camera crew with me, and the priest said, "That's probably the same baptismal font where your grandfather was baptized." And I went in, put my hands in the water, and all of a sudden it was like this lightning bolt struck me, and I could feel the presence of Dennis Cusack with his hand on my shoulder, and it was a great moment in the film. And I felt connected to Ireland ever since. I have a very strong connection to Ireland. And love going. I'm going back October 11th, as a matter of fact, with 35 of my friends.
Oh, that's great.
I do an annual trip to Ireland. So if anybody wants to go, get in touch.
Yeah. I've been to Ireland, and it was a magical trip. I mean, it was just, and we basically went everywhere, from Galway to Dublin to all the way up to Belfast and everywhere in between.
You know, it's interesting, but I tell people that the spirit speaks louder in Ireland.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
Yep.
You feel a connection with people who are long dead. And every time I go, there's that lightning bolt moment in one different way or another. Maybe sometimes after many Guinnesses.
Right.
Or just taking a walk along the beach or something. It really connects you with the other side of the world.
It sounds corny, but for me, it was a kind of a life changing trip. I'd never been overseas before. It was my first trip overseas.
Me too.
And yeah. And I just, as soon as we landed and as soon as we settled in, we went to Dublin first. And as soon as we got there, I just felt like I was home. It just felt like, on my mother's side. I mean, obviously, my last name is DiGilio, so I'm half Italian, and the other half of me is Irish, and that's my mom's.
It's a good mix.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And so I had an amazing time there. I haven't gone back yet, but I plan to. And it's an incredible place. And I believe the whole lightning bolt thing, Mike, because it just there's something in the air in that.
There is. That's the spirit speaks louder in Ireland, and they're open to it. That's the beauty of it. I think the people there. I'm more open to magic happening and get in touch with your spiritual side and everything. And the fact that they're open to that means that it occurs more often.
And so you go back every year. Do you bring, like you said, you bring friends and family and everything. Do you guys go to the same places every year, or do you mix it up?
No. Every year we mix it up. We bring, this will be my seventh trip to Ireland this year. It's for anybody who wants to join us. The beauty of it is we're all on a bus together, so you don't have to worry about driving, and we go to different spots all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to Dingle this year for two nights. We're going to Cork for two nights. We're going to Slane Irish Castle, which is one of the sponsors of the movie.
There you go.
So they'll be doing tastings for us and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to it.
I loved the places that we went. We went to Dingle. We went to Doolin. We did the Ring of Kerry. We did the Cliffs of Moher. We did all that stuff. But the place, for some reason, the place of all the places that we went to, the one that hit me the most was Galway. And it was that was the place that just really struck me as the coolest place that we went to in Ireland.
Great town.
Yeah, really.
Who is the head? What's the song? Galway Girl.
Galway
That's
Girl.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. Who
no,
has it?
Steve Earle.
Steve Earle.
Yeah. That's a great,
it's the terrific song.
Yeah, it's a great song. You know, it was what we discovered when my ex-wife and I were there was when we were going to the pubs in Galway. They had an extraordinary amount of Steve Earle song CDs on the jukebox. and it was just because of that song. I think they just decided to put just a ton of Steve Earle, which you wouldn't find any place else. We didn't see that in Dublin or any other place. So
Well, he's a hero there.
Yeah.
And he should be.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the best. Well, okay, so we've got the film festival coming up. And now, are you still doing radio stuff too, Mike?
I have three radio shows that I produce. The Skinny and Hooley Show will be hitting our 10th year in November.
Wow.
That's every Saturday from 3 to 4. There's a whole network of Irish radio programs in Chicagoland. And then I have another show that I started like 3 years ago called The Crack. It's now at Chief O'Neill's. It's all about traditional Irish music, and we have Irish musicians from all over the world come by and play. That's on Saturday nights from 8 to 9 on WSBC. And then my sons have a show. They've had a show for about 3 years called The Hooley's Hooley.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny show. It's my twin sons, Bill and Patty, and their friend Clay O'Brien, and the three of them just sit there and shoot the breeze and crazy stuff happens.
Yeah.
Funny show.
That's great. It must be gratifying to know that this is going to continue in your family, right?
Yes, absolutely, because I'm getting old, man, so they can take over all of this stuff.
I used to be a member of the Factory Theater, which our home base for many years was at the Prop Theater.
It's right across the street from Chief O'Neill.
We used to go to we were in Chief O'Neill's after every rehearsal, after every performance.
Wouldn't you be?
No, I know.
Yeah,
I've spent a significant amount of time in that pub. So it's a great place. All right, listen, Mike, hang on. When we come back, we'll tell everybody all about the Irish American movie Hooley and the three films that you're showing and how they can get tickets and all that cool stuff, okay?
Great. Thanks, Nick.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Mike Houlihan is with us, the producer of the 4th annual Irish American movie Hooley. He put this thing together because there were no Irish American film festivals, so he put one together. And we've got three films this year, and it's September 28th through the 30th, and it's at the Gene Siskel Film Center. And we'll give you the schedule and the movies and how you can get tickets and all that great stuff right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's a Wednesday morning. Wildcard Wednesday coming up. Any artist, any song, anything, get your request in now. We'll play them later. Anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's also for talk and text. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. And best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Nick D Show, which you will find links and information to the Irish American movie Hooley. Mike Houlihan, who's the producer of this 4th annual film festival, joins us to talk all about what's happening this coming weekend. Mike, welcome back, man.
Thank you, Nick.
So tell us all about the movies on Friday, September 28th. Tell us about the film you're showing.
Friday night, 8:15, we open with a film called Covadonga by a young guy named Sean Hartopoulos, who is, his mother's from Derry and his dad is from Greece. And it's interesting because this is his second film. His first film cost $400,000. It's kind of a coming-of-age comedy called Beach Pillows. And his second film, $40,000.
Wow.
And it's a better film.
Oh.
Don't tell him I said that. But he obviously learned a lot on the first film. And it's kind of a Hitchcock thriller about a guy who is mourning the death of his wife. He lives alone in a cabin right by the river. He's a songwriter. And things get kind of weird after a while.
Yeah.
When he happens to see a couple of teenagers trespassing on his property, and then it just gets pretty crazy from there. It's a real mind bender of a film, and some great music from Hartopoulos as well, who also stars in the film. And I love people like that. He had the guts to do this.
Yeah.
And he has a great power of taking his time. I love to see somebody do that, because that takes a lot of, you know, moxie. Let something develop. So the film starts out very slowly with a lot of cool long shots of the lake and everything. And all the time you're wondering, well, what the heck is going on here? And then it starts to get weird. And the next thing you know, you're caught up in this great thriller. So folks will love it, and I encourage. And also that night, every night of the festival, our sponsor, Slane Irish Whiskey, is providing a complimentary whiskey tasting right there at the theater.
There you go.
So you can't beat that, right?
Yeah. And then
although they keep telling me, you have to speak responsibly about this. I said, sure, yeah, free booze.
You're speaking
responsibly. That's what we got going Friday night. Then there's an opening night party at the Emerald Loop, which is another sponsor, right around the corner from the Siskel. Everybody at the theater is invited to that as well. That'll be kicking off about 9:30 after the screening.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And then Saturday night on the 29th.
Saturday night is the big blockbuster. That's Cardboard Gangsters, which is a huge hit in Ireland last year. Mm. It's about these travelers just outside of Dublin in a project called Darndel, and they're drug dealers. And they want to take on the older, big, you know, the boss, except they find out it's a little harder than they thought, and it's just really like a juggernaut. The film takes off once you get into it. You have to adapt to the accents and everything, but it's kind of like a Scorsese thing. It's, it reminds me of Mean Streets a little bit.
Wow.
Just a terrific film. And it's coinciding with our Saturday night Chicago premiere of Cardboard Gangsters is the Netflix distribution in the USA of Cardboard Gangsters at the same time.
Oh, so, wow.
If you miss it Saturday, you can probably get it on Netflix next week, and it'll just blow your mind. It's a really cool movie.
Very, very cool. So that's a Netflix picked it up then. That's good. Congratulations. And the director of that movie is a guy named Mark O'Connor?
And Mark will be with us as well, yes.
Right.
So you can meet him and talk to him and ask him how he came up with this. He has an affinity for gangster movies and stuff like that. And he works very often with a guy named John Connors, who won the IFTA Award for Best Actor last year because of this film. So they're a great team together, and people will dig it. It's a really cool film.
That's great. That's really, really cool. And then your final showing is on Sunday.
On Sunday at 5. It's called Mother's Day. It's a BBC production. So I was just lucky to get at the last minute. And it's about the IRA bombing in 1993 in a town called Warrington in the UK. And a woman's 12-year-old son is killed. It's on the news. They have Mother's Day a little bit earlier in the UK. It's in March. And an Irish woman named Susan McClure is at home. Her kids bring her the paper that morning. You know, it's Mother's Day. And she sees the headline about this terrible tragedy of a 12-year-old kid being killed in an IRA bombing. And she's so shocked and enraged by it, she calls in. There's a thing in Ireland called Live Line. It's a call-in show on the radio. Everybody listens to it. She called in there and kind of challenged the people of Ireland to say, hey, enough is enough with the troubles. We can't be killing children.
Yeah.
And it really struck a chord. She called into Live Line on Monday. By Wednesday, she had 400 people in Trinity College for a meeting about what to do about it. And by the following Sunday, she had 20,000 people in front of the GPO on O'Connell Street in Dublin.
Wow.
So, and then she reached out to Wendy Perry, the mother of the 12-year-old kid who was killed, who initially, you know, was not too crazy about getting involved with this Irish woman, but a friendship developed. There's now a peace museum in Warrington dedicated to Wendy's son, Tim. And it's such an emotionally moving film, and also very even-handed because it gives you both sides of the story. They go to Belfast, they go to Northern Ireland, and they meet Catholics whose kids have been killed by the provost. And
right.
It's the consensus is that enough is enough. You can't be killing children no matter what the cause.
Yeah.
And I think these two women eventually led, they were the kindling for the Good Friday Agreement, which was like several years down the line, but there's been peace in Ireland for the last 20 years, thank God.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Boy, that sounds incredible. It is.
It's a very classy and very emotional and moving film. Bring your Kleenex for that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So people can go to moviehooly.org, H-O-O-L-E-Y, moviehooly.org. Now, can you get tickets can you get a pass for the weekend? Can you get individual
tickets? Yes, there's a 3B deal. You go to siskelfilmcenter.org. And go to the Movie Hooli section, and there's a deal if you go to all, and a lot of people do. They go to all three films. They make a weekend of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get the free Slane Irish whiskey at each film, too.
Yeah. And you can also get single. If you only want to go to one or two movies, you can do that
yes,
as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all the information is at the Siskel Film Center website and at moviehooli.org. So great. Listen, Mike, congratulations on the fourth annual Irish American Movie Hooli, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, Nick. I'll be there every night, so come on and say hello, people.
Okay. Very cool.
Lift a glass with you.
All right. So it's September 28th, 29th, and 30th. You can get all the information at moviehooli.org and the schedule and all that cool stuff. It sounds like you got three great films this year, Mike. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, pal.
Okay.
God bless.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. See you.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Mike Houlihan, everybody. He is the producer of the fourth annual Irish American Movie Hooli. It takes place at the Gene Siskel Film Center downtown, and it features three Irish movies and whiskey, as he pointed out a couple of times. Okay, we will take a break for the news here on 720 WGN.